Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Your sister, your brother, take it back, wedding, take it, wedding, take it back, 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 take it back,
take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
This song is a they sampled this, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because there was another song with like a mouse.
Yeah. Calabria 2007. That's the name of it. Meep, meep, in a moment, a
moment. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Dolphins, trade deadline day. Mike McDaniel, there was a blurb from Drew Rosenhaus yesterday where he had said the Dolphins were making calls to improve like a few weeks ago. But he does not believe the Dolphins are giving up on the season. Obviously, he does a lot of work with Chris Greer. He said that on WSVN. Mike McDaniel on the idea if the Dolphins are buyers or sellers.
Here's the problem. He answered?
Yeah, he answered. Okay, here is Mike McDaniel. On if the Dolphins are buyers
or sellers.
I know
two things exist. One of which I think there's no real label on what we're doing, just because I know one thing that Chris Greer and I both share a strong conviction and belief in this team and what it looks like if you can find a way to get over the hump, which we fully expect to. At the same time, Chris Greer's job is to field all business and listen and think both in the short and long term of the best interest of the franchise. And then he comes to me with any and all business that's real, and we discuss from there, and he hasn't brought anything that is real to me. But I know first and foremost we are absolutely convicted in this team being better than the win-loss column right now, and believe that it can make a turn, and that's how we're approaching each and every day.
If there's nothing going on trade deadline day and they know nothing's going to happen, can they all just take an off day?
So here's the deal, and I kind of said this earlier.
I think they need more days off.
I commend them for not necessarily doing anything, because there's nothing that you can do with the current status of your team that's not going to jeopardize the future of your team. So if you want to get a pass rusher, mm-hmm. you might have to give something up.
Yes.
That being said, your issue is your pass rushers are injured.
Right.
So,
and supposedly coming back, one of them is.
Right. And so from that standpoint, to make all these knee-jerk moves to appease everybody mm-hmm. doesn't put you in a better situation. It just makes it look good.
The only thing that you can look at is there a move at the point you are this season? Do you have something on your roster that somebody would give you a haul for? And I don't really think there is.
There's not.
I don't
because
think
at this point in time, nobody on the team has had enough success or can afford the players that you've paid.
Right.
So you're talking about Tyreek, Waddle,
mm-hmm.
okay? Those are the only two guys that I can think of, maybe one of the running backs.
Yeah, the only young piece that's not got a contract is going to be Holland, and I don't know what you give for – I don't know what somebody wants for Holland, and he's banged up.
Right. So and that's fine. That's fine because I'm happy with this team. They're just not healthy. And it sucks, but think about this. And I know what people are going to say about what I'm about to say. And I would just say, stop it. Well, okay? But I don't understand why with the Heat, we go, nah, we just hurt. Right? But with the Dolphins, you go, same old crap for the last 25 years.
I don't think the Heat are getting a pass from anybody. I don't think the Heat are
getting a pass. But they have. With the same guys.
I don't think so. I think people were tired of it last year on a running back year.
But again, nobody was healthy.
I understand.
So what role does that, like, we sit here and I see all the comments about what the team should do and fire this guy and fire this guy and fire that guy.
But
when you pay the upper end of your roster
mm-hmm.
and they get hurt, it makes it difficult.
But they have been healthy the last 2 weeks, and the last 3 weeks they've had the game. And they've had a critical mistake that has cost them the game.
Yeah.
Like, and by guys that you rely on, not by their backups.
No, I know.
Like, that's the thing that's frustrating about it. And that's when it goes to, they say, oh, we're more talented or we're better than your records. And I'm like, yeah, the names and the resumes are, but when they start making mistakes, what does that mean?
Here's the problem, okay? You're in a position right now that you can't afford the mistakes that you're having.
Yeah.
And so when they come, they hurt that much more. And that's what's been plaguing this team, is that you finally get healthy, you're moving the ball, you're scoring 20-plus, your defense is hanging in there, boom, turnover, fumble, boom, 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 game over.
Mostert.
61-yard field. Now, let's be clear. It doesn't help that your mistake is always followed by the other team's best.
Yeah.
Like a 61-yard field goal, dude?
And he couldn't
After we've had for the first 5 years, oh, if we need to go down the field and score, Tua can't do it. And he did it.
Yeah.
You lose, and we're going to just throw that out. Right? That's something we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
So there are positive things you could pull from it. It's just that they're not in a position, and what I said to you 2 weeks ago, right now, the only team this team needs is wins. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how bad it looks. We'll fix all the crap later. Right now, you do what you got to do to win. That's the problem. You could have very easily won the last three games.
Yep.
And you didn't, for whatever reason. You can say the team looks better. You can say everybody's back. But in the end, all you care about is winning. Winning, Tobin. Not looking good. Winning.
Okay, but I don't know what... But they've made mistakes. Like, styles be damned.
But I said, I don't care about all that.
I just want wins. But even in the ugly style or the pretty game, right. They both lost the same way.
By the way, stop. We've had these conversations before all these
but games. But your argument would be better to me if, like, Tua went out there and he chucked three picks because he was airing it out.
Yeah, I mean,
like that,
not really.
It really wasn't much. It was more successful because you had a quarterback and it was more fun. But like the Indy game, two fumbles.
Right.
The Arizona game,
mm-hmm.
I mean, old shortstop McGee out there, stone hands. And then this game, I mean, forget about it. Fumble, running into a friggin' receiver. And these are veterans, dude. They're the old guys. Crazy, man. Let's hear a little bit more from McDaniel.
Do we?
Yeah, why not? He says this is why the Dolphins shouldn't trade away vet pieces.
I think that the answer to that question is found you get no greater insight into who people are than times like these. And I think they have each and every day make the argument for themselves as well as we do. That's what you fight for in the National Football League. So I think that the only positive in a luster of adversity is that you get clarity into
what's a luster of adversity?
Each and every person who's
that's not a thing.
Who's part of the solution, who's part of the problem. You know, and I think that that's the ultimate accountability for the National Football League that we all have to bear. And you know, I think there's a lot of the argument for anybody's existence is in their hands to a degree with all the football that's left to be played.
Mm-mm. Nope. Jesus. What was that phrase?
Luster of adversity.
Luster of adversity.
Mm-mm.
I've done some Googling. I don't think that's a thing.
Luster, I
don't think
it's a thing. I don't know how. Like,
a little bit about the free of.
Yeah, no, I looked. That's the first one I looked up.
Doesn't even come up with.
No, it's not.
AI.
It's not even. He's AI is like, I don't understand this.
I think Google just said, are you serious?
What's even crazier is I'm looking up the meaning of luster. Just because, you know, I've heard of lackluster.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, they gave me the
lost definition. Its luster.
Yeah, exactly. It gave me the definition for lust, though. I was like, I don't think he was talking about this. I'm looking for that.
Trust me.
Hey, he's talking about Blue Chew, too?
Listen, trust me. If you're lusting for adversity, the Dolphins are for you.
Oh, yeah. That's it right there. Your fix.
Like, that is their top category on Pornhub is just lust. It's just lust and adversity. That's the Dolphins right there.
FinHub right there.
Oh, man. Jeez. Oh, man. Let's hear from Tony. What's up, Tony? Tony, what's up, bro?
Hey, guys. I'll be quick. Just wanted to respond to the Heat-Dolphins comparison. You know, the Heat have given us two titles since 2020. We have a little bit more patience for the Heat. The Dolphins, it's the same story every year. How don't we draft a quarterback in this class? How do we not pick somebody up? I mean, it's the same story. It's just it's.
But Tony, quarterback isn't your problem. So why do you want a quarterback?
It could have helped us the last couple of weeks, or the last, you know.
But quarterback isn't your problem. Why do you want to draft a quarterback?
I mean, if we got a handcuff Tua every year, it's the same thing. He helps us. He's awesome. He's unbelievable. He goes down, and we're in ruins for the three or 4 weeks he's out.
Let me ask you a question, okay? This is a football question. If I take Tua out and replace him with another quarterback in the same circumstances of this year, you think their record is much better?
I think they win in Indy, and I think I think they win in Indy, and having one more win right now gives us a totally different direction.
So you're willing to draft a quarterback for one more win than the quarterback you have?
I just think it's a long season, and we're basically tied up with a quarterback.
You're not tied up with a quarterback. He was 25 of 28, and the conversation we're having after that game is the quarterback?
Tony, if you want, you could just say, screw you, Leroy. It's really not a problem.
Hey, listen, I have no problems with Tua. I think he's unbelievable, but yeah. Now back-to-back years, this is where we're at. He's going to go down. He's going to be in protocol. We're going to be 3 or 4 weeks where who are we going to depend on? Some guy off somebody else's practice squad. It's a 17-week season. You know, I just think in this day and age, you need somebody there that can get you through definitely your easy weeks. I'm not expecting to go into Buffalo, but if we're going to be with our second string guy, maybe we can play an Indy, play in Arizona at home.
So that I agree with. That I agree with, that they thought that Skylar Thompson was the answer. Oof. And we didn't find out until they were 0-2 with him in that it didn't work out. So that I agree with. But to put what has happened to the Dolphins this year on Tua, it's like we need to get over that. Tua ain't the problem on this team.
Well, except for dropping the snaps.
Okay, but come on, man. All right.
Fumble, Roos.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
You scared him.
No, I didn't scare him.
Scared him away.
Listen.
Scared him.
Here's the deal. And I'm gonna be straightforward with you guys.
Just tired.
I'm going to be straightforward with you guys. Everybody blows gas on, and want to come in and say what the answer is, mm-hmm. right? And my thing is that everybody want to spit out the problem. Tell me what a solution is. So, Tony, the quarterback. I'm like, so you think if you next year draft another quarterback, even if you could get rid of Tua, you think your team would be better?
Cam Ward?
It'd be worse. Again, there you go.
Cam Ward?
See, it's like you think you're going to be high enough to get Cam Ward with Carolinas and the Saints the Raiders.
Oh, look.
Please.
Shador, Travis Hunter.
I hate the idea of him on the
Travis
Panthers.
Hunter is not a quarterback.
I know, but
so that's a whole different situation.
That'll take
But what I'm saying is stop putting what has happened to the Dolphins on Tua.
Kind of sounds like
it's not.
Kind of sounds like, though, if it was Cam Ward, you'd be into that.
No.
Kind of.
You know.
That wasn't because your response was they won't be there to take him.
Here's what I would say.
A little trade?
Tua is a really good quarterback.
I agree. I'm a Tua fan.
And for people to say that all of this is on a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and what I would say to you is this. Instead of spitting out gas and telling everybody what the problem is, give me a solution. Because you say, if we had a different quarterback, we, blah, 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 blah. But I say this. Would the team be better if you just had your two pass rushers?
Probably. A lot better.
You see what I mean? That's real.
Or.
But you can't come in here and bitch and moan about a quarterback right after a game he was 25 or 28 and drove the team down the field to tie the game.
Yep.
You can't then come in and complain about the quarterback.
Well, the last 2 weeks he's had the lead and tied.
Right. So, if you got a problem with the team, then at least make valid points. But to every single week coming in here talking about the quarterback. Are we the only fan base that complained about a quarterback that went 25 or 28, drove the team down the field, which is something you said you couldn't do?
You should be talking about the real issue, which is we just signed a long snapper named Tucker Addington.
This is why I do a show with a buffoon. Y'all get mad at me because I try. We sitting here having real talk. Woo. This guy talking about Patrick Harrington or whatever his name is. Poddy Tucker Paddington.
This guy's talking about Joey Harrington for some reason.
Right. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Dude, if the long snapper walked in a Dolphins uniform and snapped the ball through that glass, you'd say, who the hell's that?
Yeah, well, he's new. I don't know if I've ever seen him before.
Because nobody's heard of a football player named Tucker Paddington. Nobody. Paddington.
All right, if you called in, we'll get to your calls on the other side. I got to take a break. Back after this.
Want
to
teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you, 56WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Hello. Did it grace us with your presence today.
Yep.
I was a little awkward, guys.
Bad conversation.
Hey, so...
awkward because you're not in the studio with
you
us.
You missed your tasty treat.
Yep.
I'm sorry, guys.
Dirt cake.
I have some duties.
I can do without the...
You can buy dirt.
I can do without the...
What?
What's that?
The little worms on the top.
Yeah, I'm gonna take gummies right now.
Gummy worms.
Go ahead and get it.
Gummies don't go with cake. It's just like... I find it disgusting.
I will remove them.
I really find it disgusting.
And eat them.
When people put gummy bears in ice cream.
Freaking child.
Mine is a kite, Yogi.
Right? It's disgusting.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, can you give us a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm?
It's windy and it's raining. End of report.
Your accidentattorneys.com, freak out station 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE. There you go.
It is going to be extremely windy and there's not a speck of sun. And look at the trees.
A frog would like worms.
Them trees are
so good.
Humming.
The humming you're hearing is like from Marcos.
Oh man, talking a lot.
I don't think adults eat gummy worms.
I'll eat a gummy worm.
I mean, you. I've never seen you say no to food, any item. So like,
except tacos that are too busy.
Yeah, that's Jennifer.
It's her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah, her fault.
I had to do the Hulk.
Adults.
I had to do the Hulk thing. I had to do the Hulk thing with my finger. Now I got two hands dirty.
Let's put arugula on our tacos.
Arugula.
It's not arugula.
It's basically arugula, dude. It's basically arugula.
Oh, cilantro's good.
Not compare both.
Chipotle likes cilantro.
How did you enjoy that game last night, Jennifer?
What game?
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Heat Lifer. What were you thinking in that third quarter?
I turned it off.
Wow.
Fair, though.
I understand, though. Yeah. If you weren't there.
And then I put my shades on, too, afterwards.
No, might as well, right?
Hey, who did you think the first move?
That's culture.
Dame or?
I don't know. They got it. I don't know. I don't think they're trading Giannis until the end of the season.
What?
I don't.
You told me he was going to be.
You know what I hate?
No, I didn't.
I bought a jersey.
Here's what's crazy.
You bought a jersey.
Worst start in franchise history.
How do they have these two stars?
He didn't play last night, though, by the way.
No, I know. But how do they have these two stars?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the kicker.
Right.
They had a game where they scored 30 and 38.
Yep.
And still lost.
41-30, I think.
Right. What?
You know who should ask? Doc Rivers. Doc, what's going on?
I got nothing. I got nothing.
You're like, Spo, you've tried everything?
I've tried everything.
He's not even a doctor.
Don, what's going on, Don?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Yeah, you know.
Let me tell you, I am angry with you guys.
All right.
What did Tobin do?
You guys are an extension of the Miami Dolphin front office.
Why is that?
And guess what? They suck.
But why? Why?
Why? Because you keep pushing this team as they're going to do something. When's the last time they beat a team with a 500 or better record? Damn. When? Tell me. Come on, spit it out.
The Cowboys.
It's been a couple
of
years.
The Cowboys with a last-minute field goal.
Well, you asked me to answer a question.
Yeah, wait.
Hold on. So, did you win or you not win, Don?
Whoa.
You asked me a trivia question, and I answered it, dude. So what are you talking about? Do you want to ask a question that I can't answer or can answer? I gave you the answer. You didn't do it with the caveat, could I do it, when they did it, what the margin was that I did it. So tell me, extension boy. Ask a question.
Hey, Don, I have one, too, for you.
Don?
So you complained that, and they beat that team by a field goal. You do realize this past weekend they lost to a 61-yard field goal.
Mm. Wasn't really.
I watch every game. I'm a Dolphin fan since 1973.
So is that really a win for the Bills or not? Because it was only by a field goal.
It's a W. Sorry.
Okay. Interesting. But the Dolphins, when they win by a field goal, doesn't count.
Okay. But before that, though, Don was onto something.
So go ahead, Don. We're going
to
let you
finish. What do you want to do, Don? What do you want
to
do?
Let me go to the next part.
Go ahead.
All right. Is Tua a top 10 quarterback?
No, but do you need a top 10 quarterback to win the Super Bowl?
Okay, I have been hearing you guys say he's a top 10 quarterback for years.
No, you have.
He was last year.
Yeah.
But if you keep going by stats, stop looking at the stats.
Wait, what are we supposed to look at?
Those numbers are inflated.
W's. W's.
Those are the most games the Dolphins have won in, what, 6 years?
Oh, W.
All right, so here's my next question.
All right, well,
if you were to trade this $250 man,
right?
who was a great person.
Great
I think
person.
He was a good person, all that junk. And in my opinion, not an NFL quarterback.
Can't catch snaps.
Hold on. One second. Don. So you don't think Tua is a NFL quarterback?
No, it's a shortstop.
Not a top NFL quarterback, no.
No, okay, but and can I ask you this? What would you do?
Draft another guy tomorrow.
And then who would play quarterback?
Anybody. We're not going to win anything this year anyway.
Ryan
Tannehill.
Hold on.
Now we're talking, Don.
You think you'd win more games with Ryan Tannehill than Tua?
Just as many, if not more.
What's the most games they ever won with Ryan Tannehill?
Then why did everybody want to run Ryan Tannehill out of town?
Because the media is the part of the part. They're an extension of the front office.
Oh, so you wanted
all
to keep?
Do is
you
sell
wanted
tickets?
You wanted to keep Ryan
That's
Tannehill,
not what they do at all.
But everybody else wanted to run him out of town.
Mm. Not everybody.
Oh, what time he won 12 games? Oh, that was in Tennessee. Damn it.
How many people know, Tannehill got us to the playoffs once and he got hurt.
Hey, listen, I'm a Tannehill. Did you know he used to play wide receiver?
He rode the coattails of Jay Ajayi just like he rode the coattails of Derrick Henry to the AFC Championship, dude. Everybody knows it. Watch the games.
That's a great question.
Watch the games, dude.
Why didn't Dolphins pick up
Derrick Henry?
Why didn't they go get Henry?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Now you're talking, Don.
Don, you're lashing out though. How about this?
Please.
How about this? You know that this team is in the top 5 or 10 in rushing, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
That's all good.
The top 7.
Stats don't mean nothing.
Then why do you talk about bringing a running back to make it better?
Oh, Derrick Henry, game changer.
Because
he's just pissed. That's why.
He's the guy who's going to be able to run for that 2 and 3 yards or need, not for that fancy play that gets you 7 or 8 every time.
Don, will you admit something to me?
We're not getting the W's.
Don, okay? Don, come here. We're in the trust tree here. Here, buddy.
Get over here.
Will you admit that you're just lashing out and you're just mad?
No, I've been watching this since they didn't draft Herbert.
You would rather have Herbert than Tua?
In a heartbeat.
You know, Leroy, hold on. You like trivia, right, Don?
Oh,
you like trivia?
Oh, yeah, I like trivia.
You think wins are the most important stats?
Without a doubt.
You know that Tua's one more has had a higher win season than Justin Herbert's ever had.
That's okay.
So if Tua is the most important stats, he's done something better than Justin Herbert has ever done. But the only thing that Justin Herbert's ever done more than Tua was his rookie passing season record. But you say stats don't matter.
That stats don't matter. That's right. Only
so
W's matter.
Why are you regretting Justin Herbert?
Because I believe we had Justin Herbert, we'd have more W's.
But all he's done is stats, Don, not wins.
I'm not. Justin Herbert based on his stats. I'm comparing him on his physical abilities.
Oh, so you want a model
NFL quarterback?
You're like a strapping lad.
But if you said it's all about wins, and Tua has more wins than Justin Herbert,
same amount of wins.
No, but most wins in a season,
less games though.
Tua has
13 less games.
There you go.
So he has same amount of wins
and 13 less games. So the same
season.
Amount of wins with basically a season.
So you've basically set yourself up, Don, that if Justin Herbert was here, you could say the same thing about Tua. So you can't lose this argument.
Can't lose.
You can't lose.
But he can lose because you want to know why?
Why is that?
Because he's boxed in.
Boxed in!
Whoa!
We gotta take a break. Back out of this. Lovely little birderer, Jay Figg, is dipping into her secret stash and giving away 2-day general admission passes to Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend. Who among these are your favorite, Jay Figg? Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch. Who do you like out of that trio there? Who's your faves?
So I've already seen the Zach Brown Band maybe 3 times, and they're amazing. They're very talented live, but my concert bucket list consists of Carrie Underwood.
Really?
I have bucket never list, seen huh? her live, and she is so talented.
All right.
So I really want to witness her live.
Who else they got there? They got
Dustin Lynch is really cool live too. I've seen him at Tortuga.
I saw him at Stars and Strings. He was really good.
Yeah.
He was really good. Stars and Strings coming up next week. But I've not seen him in a concert. I've seen him in that. Nico Moon's there next week. He's good.
Wow, they got Country Bay and Stars and Strings back to back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure. It's a very good lineup.
Wow.
Sold out for a reason.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood is headlining on Saturday, and Zach Brown Band is headlining on Sunday. So, but you can get passes to both days with Jay Figg's tickets. Let's see. Tim's been holding by. He's a good listener. Let's get to Tim, and then we'll get to Mixed Bag here. Hello, Tim.
Tim.
Hey.
There is one glaring issue with this Dolphins team, and it's the cause of all our problems.
Hmm?
The rat bastard Jordan Poyer. Get him out of here. Take out Tua.
A mole, dude. A mole.
Absolutely a mole.
He is ridiculous. Froggy, let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Turd Quarter.
Oh, no, wait. They sponsored this?
It's haunting us. Jeez. What do you got today for us, Marcos?
Guys, Leroy, fix your camera. I want to talk tough.
Tough. Oh, tough. We got a tough game coming up.
Tough game.
Scene of the crime. Well, not the scene of the crime. The team of the crime. Team of the crime. No kneel down. Georgia Tech rematch.
Shh. We don't talk about that anymore.
What do you mean?
We don't talk
about that. What do you mean we don't talk about that?
We moved past it. We talked about this earlier. Mario Cristobal praising the fans for showing up against Duke. Now he hears the fans are Canes fans are traveling to Atlanta to support the team.
Our players love that. I mean, they really do, and we know we have a huge alumni base there, like you mentioned. So it's great. It really is. We expect them. I know it's homecoming for them. I believe, you know, it's also a Jersey theme, you know, game for them as well. So we're expecting a big crowd and a lot of noise and a rowdy environment, and exactly what college football should be about. You know, so the pageantry of what's being put together there for the weekend should be, again, just a lot of juice, a lot of energy. But the focus is on us making sure we prepare for a really good football team.
Do you know that most teams have their homecoming against cupcakes?
Usually. Yeah. I was surprised by him saying that, too.
Not a top 5 team.
That's crazy. It's going to be a tough homecoming for Georgia Tech.
I guess.
About to rambling wreck their weekend. Who's the Canes homecoming? Was that this week, or is it Wake Forest next week?
No, it's probably against, like did they already have it?
It's usually like a cupcake. I don't
understand.
I think if I saw, like, some teams schedule, like, rough teams on their homecoming, I don't know.
No.
Nah. Who'd you always do?
We lost.
Iowa State?
Well, no. Yeah. How about this? My freshman year, we were number one in the country. Minnesota comes in on homecoming. We're undefeated. Number one in the country. We lose.
Wow.
Yeah, I think homecoming was last week, it looks like.
So is Duke?
Yeah, I'm seeing videos that are saying homecoming, and they're dated a week ago.
Adorbs.
Look at us.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Unfortunately, we have to revisit yesterday's Heat game. Potentially one of the only positive moments. Halftime. Bam
discusses being honored, as well as his summer with Spo.
Man, I mean, great moment for all of us, obviously. Me and my mom have been through a lot. So just being able to have those moments, being able to have her there. I remember when I was younger and her job used to make her pick between coming to my games or her job. So, you know, it's great that we can have those moments now with no ultimatums. And then, you know, like I said for Spo before, it's great that we had a moment that wasn't in a Heat jersey. You know, being able to fight for your country is something special. And to do that with my coaches is something that we'll never forget. Every time I see him, we'll be able to share that moment.
Beautifully said. It was cool. It was brief. It wasn't like a huge ceremony, but still cool nonetheless.
Long enough.
Still long enough
for them to forget the fundamentals of basketball.
Could have done it before the game.
Or after the game.
Or after the game. Well, you wouldn't want to do that.
If they lose, no one wants to stick around for that.
All right. What are you going to do, dude? I'm happy for Bam. Obviously, great moment.
Look, well deserved. I'm still scarred by that third quarter. I would have
been happier if you got that rebound away from Sabonis.
He jumped.
The wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, I would just guess what you don't have to defend? Free throws.
Oh, totally fair.
Missed 9 free throws yesterday?
Yeah.
9 free throws. That's almost 10 points.
Got to the free throw line. That is almost 10 points.
Right.
Oh.
I'll take him on this one for
a second. No, okay.
That was raggedy.
Minus one.
That was so bad.
For Sash.
Wow. I wonder how would you respond if you didn't like me. Because that was terrible. Like, yeah, that's right. Almost 10.
Yeah, buddy. That is almost 10.
Like, if that was in a movie, we'd be talking about it, laughing about it today. Right?
Great.
Listen, I'm surprised you forgave me after the Blue Chew read today.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Like, what
that was wild. That was pretty wild. Like, I think you made my day with that.
I'm like, I literally got him to leave. He went to the couch.
And the camera. Finally, the camera follows me. Right? Finally, it works.
Oh, God. Oh man. Give us something else in the mixed bag, dude.
Yes, indeed. 9 is almost 10, and this player acts as if he's almost 10.
Oh, that's the that's the kid from Florida. Does he play?
What is he? 12?
No, he.
Oh, that's a kid. That's a kid in high school.
Yes.
Doesn't Florida have a guy who's like 7'10"?
Yeah, like 7'9" or something like that. Right?
Really?
Florida Gator.
Wemby had 9 blocks last night.
Yeah, I needed that a day ago. Parlor.
Wait, he's 7'7".
7'9". The Florida Gator is
18-year-old Florida commit.
Yeah, he is. Well, I mean,
he's listed as 7'9".
Sports Illustrated has him listed as 7'9".
7'9". There's no way he can, like, run.
Something's happening, right? Like, we're not all supposed to. Like, there's too many of these freaks walking around
now. They're getting
now,
taller. They're getting taller, right? People are getting taller.
They're getting taller, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, back when I was younger, if you were 7'8", like, you couldn't walk.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, now I got you doing drills like you're a guard.
Or, like, for example, if you were, like, Manute Bol, you weren't. You looked like wind could blow you away. This guy looks
like. Wembanyama looks like wind could blow him away.
Yeah, he does. He was very. And so did Chet. But for some reason.
Chet
still looks like that.
Yes. But Chet is. I mean, Chet's playing better than Wemby.
He is. He is indeed.
That seems good.
Yeah.
Quietly indeed. Don't you love their commercial?
No, I hate that.
What commercial?
What a pro wants.
Oh, no.
I hate that commercial. It's right up there with the Wing Zone commercial.
Oh, God.
Or Wingstop, sorry. So,
I think here's why that commercial is annoying. It is literally on 30 times a day.
Oh, dude, nonstop.
Nonstop.
I'm like, this makes me not want your wings, and I like their wings, but jeez.
At times, you know, I like more substance on my wings.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. They get to be tiny. Like when you can take a 30 piece and put it in a Ziploc.
It's good measurement right there. Can I get a Ziploc full of wings, please?
Yeah.
Give us something else in the mixed bag there, Froggy.
Joel Embiid is a baby and he punched a reporter. How about that?
He shoved. Punch is strong.
Oh, he punched him. He assaulted him. His arm was fully extended. I'm defending him.
I will say.
I heard this story.
Yeah.
And I would say. as a man, right? And as a human, you know where you can and can't go. And you know when to be gentle around certain issues. The fact that he did not is probably what caused that. Because sometimes, even if you go into a situation with no malice whatsoever, the subject matter that you select, you have to be more careful around. And I think anytime you talk about lost loved one, right? You either shouldn't include that, or be very careful with how you bring it up.
It also has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
You know, exactly. Like, you could make the point of Joel Embiid not being durable.
Right. Without having to bring up that.
Yeah, 100 different ways.
So, I think, you know, and I look at it this way. I tell Tobin all the time, and I tell people, what was the one thing I hated about being an athlete? I couldn't be a man, right? That means if you come at me and talk to me a certain way as a man, then there's certain things I should be able to do to respond as a man. And because you think you got that cloak of, oh, you're not going to do anything, you're an
Touch
an
me and I'll sue.
Right, exactly. So,
isn't that what's happening right now with Jason Kelce?
It has consequences.
They made him apologize yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
He did?
Well,
I think
he's getting into legal trouble with it or something.
No, of course.
Legal trouble.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course, though. You know,
like, you know what? You know what? When are we going to say to these people, stop messing with that man? These are the consequences. You know, when you go to the zoo, what do they tell you? Don't feed the animals.
They tell you that?
No, what? Don't feed the animals? Yeah, they tell you that. What are you bringing your own snacks?
I do. I bring trail mix to the Palm Beach Zoo.
No, that's Jesus different.
Christ.
Like, dude, you're the reason why all the animals be eating folks.
Well, the lemurs like the corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Now. I thought you said trail mix.
Are you bringing your own corn dogs?
Trail mix?
Sometimes.
This guy's cooking corn dogs.
Are literally giving lemurs corn dogs?
Sometimes.
Like a real corn dog.
Yeah, on a stick.
They can't get that in the woods.
Doesn't matter. They're captivity animals.
Okay.
He'll be all right.
That don't mean you make them a prime rib.
They're not going to have to survive anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Fat lemurs, dude.
You mean I can't serve the lemurs gumbo?
Wait, like, who had that on their bingo card? Things to feed lemurs.
That is, I gotta put that on.
Hot dogs.
It's cute with their little mouths like.
Wait, so you're holding it on the stick?
No, they take the stick.
Oh, God. They hold the stick?
Yeah, you've seen their little paws. We've had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's feeding animals.
Wait, I'm telling you, his hands felt like.
Leather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. Real leather. It was crazy.
Shook hands with the lemur before?
No, we had one climbing all over us.
Maui.
Yeah.
Maui the lemur.
R.I.P.
Shout out to Todd from Jungle Queen.
He's not.
R.I.P. What are you talking about?
I mean, what's
Someone
their lifespan?
Someone came in with a lemur.
I don't know what their lifespan is. That's a great question.
That's a good question. Is he alive?
Red
Rook. Wow. You see how we got sidetracked? Lemur, now we're talking about lemurs and corn dogs.
Exactly.
How did that happen?
So according to Barstool Sports,
police
is now looking into Jason Kelce's incident for a possible criminal mischief and disorderly conduct.
So for him or the other guy?
No, for Jason. But they just gotta say that.
No, it's for Jason.
They're not gonna
They're
not really gonna do anything.
See, that bothers me because people do that to get a reaction.
Right.
And I would say if one of them get a 2-piece and a soda, then maybe they'll stop feeding the animals.
Well,
wait, what?
That's what I'm saying. They tell you don't feed the animals. You don't go to these grown ass men.
Don't
and
poke
start
the bear.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But what happens is in situations like this, if Jason were to get into any trouble, that looks great and everything. But basically what you do is empower other people to go up to athletes and do the same thing.
Yeah,
why don't you just let somebody go up to one of these athletes, get the hell beat out of them, and then everybody will stop. And you say, hey, these are grown-ass men. Don't come up in there with that nonsense.
Why would you? But, like, that's the thing. You know what? Deserves it. Like, you
right.
shouldn't mess.
But that's
you
my
shouldn't
point.
Mess with a
you
guy.
You shouldn't go to a grown-ass man like that.
And say something disrespectful about his brother and girlfriend? Like, come on, dude. Like, what?
Yes.
Because they
like, why
because
is,
people think they're untouchable. You think that all the people on this planet, the people that are supposed to have, you know, the kindness and all that is the athletes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? Hey, you know, dude, we're barbarians. We do things that, yeah, okay.
Crazy, man. Hey, I want to tell you about that's something bad. Let me tell you about something good here, everybody. We've all heard it. Men have to be strong and men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why we want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino, Ed Jovanovsky. They're going to be at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th, and you guys can learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you'll enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and a whole lot more. There's no time to waste. Come and get your health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.